Do you think there's a lesson here about how maybe the Japanese people really, really want more personability in their leadership? Like, it's not even about Takaichi necessarily. It's more like they just want a person with a presence and a personality stepping forward and like saying, I am the leader, I will do the thing.
Landslide supermajority in a snap election called by Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. The scale of the victory marks an astonishing turnaround after years of difficulty for the LDP and a significant mandate for Takaichi. You'd be forgiven if all this talk about four leadership elections for the ruling LDP, giving you a sense of just how politically tumultuous this period has been. So, it's worth going back to explain how we got here, before diving into Sunday's results. It was under Fumio Kishida that the LDP's problems really started to emerge. Already facing voter frustration about the rising cost of living and scrutiny over the party's connections with the controversial Unification Church, in November 2023, a slush fund scandal involving the misuse of campaign funds by factions of the LDP erupted, driving up disapproval of Takaichi's majority to make life much easier. As such, Takaichi deliberately framed the election in almost presidential terms, saying it was a vote on who will lead the country, and saying she will resign if she doesn't secure a majority. Essentially, she hoped her own personal popularity could pull up the LDP's support. Opposition parties had to scramble to prepare themselves for a looming snap election, which resulted in some dramatic changes in the party landscape. Most notably, the largest opposition party, the
what was the turnout for this? 23%? This is kind of hand in hand with the Discord thing, you know? Not just because Japan is like that, right? But also because I really think that the push for mass surveillance is being done in large part because people no longer believe in democracy. Like, how do you keep people calm and complacent in an environment where nobody is being pitched the idea that the purpose of government is to make the world a better place? Like, when people admit the liberal project doesn't work anymore. Like, we could make the world a better place if we were willing to do anything about income inequality, but we're not, so it won't. So what's the point of elections? Well, there's not much of a point. The UK is speed running this, but Japan's also a big contender for the big nothing ever happens singularity, right? Where it doesn't really matter who wins because everyone basically represents the same thing. Estimated voter turnout was 55%. I looked it up. It said 23%. I'm wildly off. Is there like a asterisk here? Oh yeah. Wow. 56%. Okay. No, my apologies. I looked that up last stream. It said 23%. Maybe it's the difference between like eligible voting population versus total citizens or something. I don't know why I got that number so off. Japan is the future of the West. Yeah. Well, it has been for a while, at least in this respect.
Constitutional Democratic Party joined forces with Kameto, the LDP's former partner, to form a new party called the Centrist Reform Alliance, or CRA,
cool.
Putting itself forward, unsurprisingly, as a centrist reformist force, and hoping to boost its chances at the election. So, what happened in the campaign? Well, as we said, it was a very Takaichi-focused campaign by the LDP, with news reports of Sanae mania affirming Takaichi's personal popularity.
Better things aren't possible. Isn't that kind of the pitch Democrats have been running with for a while? Like, Democrats run on incredibly minor improvements to the status quo, and a lot of their time is spent lecturing their voters, like, nah, things can't really get better than this. Don't be unrealistic, you know? Like, unironically, that's a big... I think even a lot of liberals agree this is a problem with Democrat messaging. Democrats concede before the negotiations even begin. They're always quick to admit what they can't do. They don't even like pretend to be able to change things for the better. You know, it goes beyond just incrementalism. Incrementalism sometimes is the right approach. There are like policy reforms where you do want to like incrementally adjust things. But they don't even really make that case, I think. A lot of what Mamdani has advocated for is incrementalist in nature, by the way. It's not innately bad. It goes beyond that. Yeah, but in Japan, that won a majority. That's true. And that's like the whole Japanese people are cattle thing, right? Like, at least in America, people still dream of a political candidate who pitches real change. But in Japan, people are like, more grass, yummy.
Like her former mentor, Shinzo Abe, she wants to pursue a looser and more aggressive fiscal policy with greater spending, the prospect of which spooked investors and sparked a sell-off of Japanese bonds in January. The campaign has seen voters overwhelmingly focus on economic issues like inflation and living costs. The LDP wants to scrap the 8% consumption tax on food and drink for 2 years to relieve the cost of living and tighten rules on foreign acquisition of property, aiming to win back support from Conservative voters. The CRA also wants to scrap the consumption tax, has proposed setting up a sovereign wealth fund, and wants more political reforms to more strictly regulate political donations.
What is the Japanese voting demographic like? Is it just all old people? It's a lot of old people, and it's a lot of very complacent people. The Japanese people are very complacent. It's kind of like a bit of a stereotype, but it's also true. In the same way that Americans tend to be kind of loud, boisterous, and I wouldn't say forward-thinking is the wrong word. Eager? Well, I don't know. Americans like to pitch their rhetoric forward, usually. Even if the Democrats don't, like liberal voters tend to. People like a big reach. People like a big, yeah, like a bullish sentiment, you know? That would be like Americans like to settle into that. You could call it chauvinistic for sure, 100%. But I think that the Japanese people have, like, they've basically been under single party rule since World War II. And I think that a lot of them don't think the government can do really much more than manage what already exists. They don't really have these big narratives about how people in the past and people in the future have and will, like by force of will, change the future of the country. American political education is informed heavily by people like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, both Roosevelts, you know, these like big men who by virtue of their will and their political drive, like they reached forward and they seized the future and brought it, you know, together. It's a narrative thing, but like we do like that narrative. I don't really think they have that in Japan. I think that for the most part, they think of like the post-World War II governance as a kind of like it's a matter of like competent managerial technocracy. Does that make sense? Like they're more interested in like, well, okay, we have a thing going on here. Let's just make sure everything gets, you know, everything gets like managed properly.
Nations and boost parliamentary oversight. Takeuchi's hawkish foreign and security posture has seen her already fall out with China over her comments on supporting Taiwan, and the LDP wants to scrap certain rules limiting defence exports. Its coalition partner Ishin wants to open the door to nuclear sharing with the United States, which would mean a change of Japan's long-held non-nuclear policy. So, with that out the way, let's dive into the results. Takeuchi's gamble paid off, massively. The LDP not only regained its majority, but managed to secure a two-thirds supermajority.
Do you think there's a lesson here about how maybe the Japanese people really, really want more personability in their leadership? Like, it's not even about Takeuchi necessarily. It's more like they just want a person with a presence and a personality stepping forward and like saying, I am the leader, I will do the thing. Like, it's not even really about her. It's just the fact she was the only one running as a celebrity.
Winning 316 out of 465 seats, an increase of more than 100. That's the most seats ever won by any party in Japan's electoral history. Coalition partner Ishin stayed relatively stable on 36 seats.
This has nothing on the heavenly mandate of the imperial family, but okay. Since World War II, the highest majority, all right?
While it was a disaster for the hastily assembled CRA, which utterly failed to capture public attention and lost way more than half its seats, falling to just 49. The LDP supermajority means that the government has enough lower house seats to override and pass legislation rejected by the upper house, where the government lacks a majority. So governing becomes a whole lot easier. A supermajority also means the LDP could kickstart amending Japan's post-war constitution, although amendments also require two-thirds support in the upper house and endorsement by voters in a referendum. For context, Takeuchi has signalled that she wants to start parliamentary debate on revising Article 9 of Japan's pacifist constitution to explicitly recognise the self-defence forces, Japan's de facto military. The result represents a huge personal mandate for Takeuchi and a remarkable comeback for the LDP after a few years of decline. Rather than entering a post-LDP era, the long dominance of the party that has ruled Japan almost uninterrupted since 1955 has instead been renewed. The landslide victory will bolster her plans to pursue aggressive government spending in a bid to spur growth. This prospect has boosted the stock market, but rattled the bond markets, which may turn out...
Wow, how surprising.
...out to be her biggest constraint, and may put further downwards pressure on the yen. on the international stage, Takeuchi gets on.
She really can't afford to push down the bond market too much, too, because the Japanese government is still floating so much debt. Like, the only reason they've been able to sustain the amount of debt the Japanese government holds is because of relatively low interest rates and, like, high GDP. More of the money gets, like, siphoned up into the stock market and there's less circulating and interest rates go up, it's going to be really, really bad.
Well, with Trump, who gave her his complete and total endorsement ahead of the election. However, diplomatic tensions with China look set to continue, or worsen, as Beijing won't be pleased at the prospect of a more nationalistic Japanese leader that wants to strengthen the military and revise the constitution.
I mean, there's nothing Japan can do to China. China is, like, without question, the regional superpower. There's nothing the Japanese can do to the JDF that would make them competitive with the Chinese military.
Now, this is a big story, and amongst every other big story happening right now, you might feel powerless in the current climate. The problems feel massive.
Gotcha, okay. I appreciate this video, you know. China can stick up for themselves. They can more than stick up for themselves, man. I was in Tokyo for like 6 days, and I gotta say, like, no one in Tokyo likes these racist-ass LDP and the Senshieto Party. They're racist as f- I mean, half of Japan lives in Tokyo, right? So I don't know. They're out there somewhere. So, like, old people voting or whatever. Could be more of a Ruroid thing. Actually, come to think of it, hold on. Japan lower house elections map. I want to see, do we get like the Ruroid effect as well? I'm seeing a map for 2024. Wait, what about a map for this election? Is this for 2026? Okay, it is. Okay. Yes. I sure do know enough about Japanese geography to understand this. All I'm seeing is the LDP's overwhelming victory. You went and played Shogun 2? Vosh doesn't know where Tokyo is? Well, you can infer where Tokyo is because A, it's going to be the area that has the tiniest districts. I mean, obviously it's this right here, but it's got to be this, where my mouse is circling, because all these districts are tiny, right? That's Osaka? Is Tokyo over here? Ah, damn. So this is it then. Yes? Okay, there. Did my best. Well, it does... I mean, honestly, it kind of looks like they did really well even in the big cities. Less so in Osaka. I guess Osaka likes this party more? These? Osaka's the other party? Okay, well. Aren't all these parties conservative anyway? Yeah, I think so. Haven't you visited Tokyo once? Why would me visiting Tokyo mean that I could distinguish the metropolitan area on a map? What do you think? Do you think I recognize it from flying over? Tokyo means Eastern capital? Buddy, it's Japan. It's all east. Quit being dumb. People playing Shogun Total War and getting mad at me for not knowing which imperial capital. Maybe I'm like a pre-Shogun revanchist, and I think Osaka should still be the capital, huh? Have you considered that? Fuck you. Maybe I don't think the Shogunate should have had the ability to switch to a military. That would be Kyoto. Oh, never mind. I'm getting out Shogun. I'm getting Shogun so hard right now. Dumbass, piece of shit. This motherfucker. Soon we will all be Japan. Actually, Japan is the better version of what we're going to end up being because we're going to have Japan's debt and we're going to have Japan's like political alienation and permacentrism and nothing ever happens posting. But we won't have their cool commodities markets and we won't have their walkable cities. And we, we'll have like a worse version of what they have, basically. Worse interest rates, that's for sure, at least for now. Isn't Japan's debt mostly internal? Well, so is ours. Are you going to learn Japanese and move to Japan like PewDiePie? No, I really don't think so.